Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So let's jump in the Wayback Machine and go all the way back to December 2019. Lord, back then, everything looked rosy. It was going to be a great year, right? Well, for some of us, it's been a great year. For others, it hasn't. But one of the things that has happened is networking as we know it has changed. We've all had to jump into the Zoom era, kicking and screaming. And in networking, there's usually a handful of components. You get together in person, and then you meet some people, and occasionally you do something called a one-on-one. Well, today I want to talk about how to make a virtual one-on-one more proactive and more productive. And the way that we do that is first by defining what a one-on-one is. A one-on-one is not an opportunity to sell somebody on your services. A one-on-one is an opportunity to get to know somebody else so that you can build connections. If you go into a one-on-one trying to sell everybody that you meet, chances are you won't be doing a lot of one-on-ones because you'll be getting a reputation as somebody who's trying to sell their stuff. What you need to do is focus on what the goal of that one-on-one is. So I'm going to break this podcast into two different sections. The first part is defining what a one-on-one is, and the second part is going to be the tools that you can use to make your one-on-one even better for under $100 a month. So let's start with the first part, and that is, let's define what your one-on-one is supposed to be. So the first thing I like to do is set a time limit. That way I know exactly what to expect. If you make it a half-hour one-on-one and you set it up that way, you can break it into four key parts. A five-minute get-to-know-you introduction, a 10-minute segment where both of you get a chance to explain your business, and then a five-minute segment at the end to do some follow-up or figure out what's next. So the first thing you want to do is set that expectation and say, hey, this is going to be a half-hour meeting. And the next thing you do is set the agenda. So you say, here's what we can expect. Here's what we expect the outcome to be. And at the end, we'll have some follow-up steps. So that first section, I like to chit-chat or consider it the icebreaker section. You know, what do you have in common? Who do you know? Basically, just kind of set the tone and have a little bit of fun. Make it easygoing. The next part is where you get into the meat and potatoes. I always allow my guests to go first. Give them an opportunity to get the ball rolling. And I usually ask them three questions. The first one is, what do you do? Who do you serve? And how do you solve their problem? That helps me to better understand who their audience is for their product and service, and who might make a good referral source. That way, if I meet somebody who might be a good fit for them, I can make an introduction. Then you give yourself the opportunity to get the same 10 minutes, and you can feed those questions and say to the person, okay, here's what I do, here's who I serve, and here's how I solve their problem. Within that 20 minutes, you guys should have a very clear understanding of what kind of companies you want to work with and how you can help the other person potentially meet some of your connections in a way that's going to help both of your businesses. Then at the very, very end, you want to do that follow-up and say, okay, here's how I understand what we did. Here's what we're going to do next. Let's follow up via email. Let's touch bases in a week, or maybe I'll see you at the next online networking meeting, whatever it is. But define the ending and call the meeting to a close. So that is the overarching setup. Number one, set a time limit. Number two, set an agenda. Number three, set the expectations. Define who a good connection is for both of you, and then have a follow-up plan. Next, I want to talk about the tools that I use. Now, obviously, Zoom is the 800-pound gorilla right now. Everybody tends to use it. Yes, you can get a free account, and you can use it for up to 40 minutes. But if you want to have full access to all of the cool things that it does, it's a whopping $15 a month. And that way, if you want to go longer, you can. Some of the meetings I'm in last an hour, hour and a half. So I need that account. And if you decide to do webinars, you can always turn that on and turn that off, and that's an additional $40. Now, if you want to be able to schedule those Zooms, there's a tool I use called Acuity Scheduling. It's acuity.com. And there, that is only $14 a month. That integrates with your calendar. So if you're already booked, somebody can't book the time. You can set the expectations, including all of those things I mentioned, in an email going out to the person that booked it. It will also send reminders to that person that, hey, you've got a meeting coming up. Here's the meeting ID. Here's how to get into it. So it automates the whole process for you. And for a whopping $14 a month, it saves a ton of back and forth time. So it's worth every penny. The next tool, which is free, is LinkedIn. What I suggest you do is after you have the Zoom set up and it booked into your calendar, go do some research. Go look at that person's LinkedIn profile. See what you can gather from that. If you have the free account, make a connection request. If you have the paid account, you can kind of do some more research, but I'm not going to get into that because it's $79 a month and is only good for people that are doing deep dives into sales. So the next thing that I use is a CRM called Nimble. And what Nimble allows me to do is inside of LinkedIn, I can use a Chrome extension and basically pull down all of their contact information, and it gives me a way to save notes from that meeting. So I can gather all of the information that I need about that person. So when I meet with them, I have their, hopefully, their phone number, their email address, and all of that coming to me in Acuity. And then I can add that to Nimble and make sure I have all of their contact information in one place. The next tool that I use is Crystal. Now, that's a little bit more expensive. It's $29 a month. But what it is an online personality profile. So I get to know what kind of person I am speaking to before I speak to them. If you want to check that out, go to brianloves.info/products, and you will find all of these tools that I'm talking about, and you can get a free trial of most of them. The last tool I want to talk about is Evernote. Now, Evernote is free, but you can pay a whopping $8 a month for the premium account, and it's worth it. I mean, for a whopping $70 a year, you get a whole bunch of extra power. The thing I love about Evernote is it has a Chrome plugin. So if you go to a website, it'll actually save that as an Evernote, and you can create a folder specifically for each person that you meet. So you can save their LinkedIn profile, you can save their company profile, you can save their website, you could save articles that they've written, you can save a ton of different things with their web clipping tool, which again is a Chrome plugin. And it'll allow you to take notes and then save those notes and put them wherever you want to. If you use Nimble, great, import them into there. If you don't, it gives you a place to save them. So having virtual one-on-ones can be one of the best ways to build relationships that help you grow your business fast. So I hope you found this useful. If you want to find out more about those products, again, go to brianloves.info. And there you'll find more information and a lot of free trials of each one of these products. So give them a shot and get out there and start meeting people to grow your business.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.